Wow, a little bit of rain this morning. You know, we do have high humidity coming after us. I think it's already beginning to build, but it's not going to keep us down because we've got a Tech Tuesday. Sarah Kenzie in the station today to let us know what amazing parish we are highlighting this week. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Oh, well, thanks so much for coming in. You know, I was out yesterday with the cold. I've been taking NyQuil, but I feel like I'm fading a little bit. Oh. Brian suggested bourbon and honey and lemon as a possible remedy to help
I've
sleep.
I've tried that before.
Is that kind of your go-to?
Not my go-to, but occasionally.
Yeah, these summer colds are the worst, and we've got, do you know anybody? I know a lot of people who have been like, I've been down with the cold recently.
Yeah,
and
Something's going around.
Yeah, well, you know what else is going around? Great parishes in the Archdiocese. We have got a lot of them. In fact, really every one of them has something amazing that is going on. I like this one because they have a lot to celebrate, and boy, people, their numbers swell during these summer months. Who is Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week?
All right. So we are actually heading back out to the Oregon coast, and we're visiting Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Bandon. So if you're not aware, Bandon is quite a way south on the Oregon coast, west of Roseburg. So our last parish that we did that was on the coast was Astoria, that was on, you know, the very north coast. And Astoria, that was the oldest Catholic church on the Oregon coast. And Holy Trinity, our parish this week, it's the second oldest Catholic church on the Oregon coast. It was founded in 1883. And also the parish also includes St. John the Baptist in Port Orford. Now, one thing that has been really exciting, not only are more people, you know, attending during the summer, but they just had a groundbreaking ceremony for their new church. And that was just in July. I know Bishop Peter Smith went out there. The mayor of Bandon was there. They had the Knights of Columbus as the honor guard. And they did a big groundbreaking ceremony. And it was super It was completely packed. They used a conference room to have the live stream as well. And it just sounded like it was a great start to this new building. And they have this big capital campaign going on. I love the name. It's a Light by the Sea since 1883. It kind of rhymes a little bit. And they've already raised over almost $2.5 million.
Wow.
And this is a very small parish. And I saw a news clip where Bishop Peter was talking about, he was just really impressed by the intentionality of the parishioners, that they took their time. You know, they got everything ready there to, you know, get just everything lined up in place. And it's just really exciting. And I know one of the things that happened was this church was built originally in the 30s, and it was supposed to be temporary. It only cost a few thousand dollars, and it was not supposed to be the church. That's often a common story with churches, is maybe it was supposed to be the hall, or it was supposed to be temporary. And so sometimes that's how it worked out. And with this one, one of the, I think, difficulties is they've had the restrooms in the front of the church. It wasn't designed maybe to be especially kid friendly. And I love their capital campaign video, and we'll put a link to that, because it's not just about raising money, but it really gives you like a glimpse into the heart of their pastor and their parishioners, and just that they really want this to be a welcoming place, especially for young families. And so, again, like, very intentional with, you know, what are their goals for this campaign. And I watched the video, and I was like, oh, I'm so inspired. Like, it was an amazing story. And so they're really excited about that. And they, you know, have a lot of work ahead. I think it's going to be, the plan is for it to be done next summer or next year sometime. But so excited for those folks at Holy Trinity. And I know, Brenda, you got a chance to talk to their pastor, so we'll hear from him later this week.
Yeah, actually, Father Anthony will be joining us tomorrow. What is incredible is God definitely has a hand guiding this little parish out by the sea. And with Father Anthony, too, his incredible story of how he even got to be their pastor is wonderful. And he shares too about this legacy of this parish, of their community, focused on this church. That's what holds them together. There was a time when the entire, basically, city of Bandon burned down.
Right.
And It took the church as well. Even before parishioners were able to rebuild their homes, the church was back up within months. And it is just a dedication of an amazing group of people. So that interview is going to come up tomorrow, and we look forward throughout the week celebrating Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Bandon. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. She is just joining us today with that announcement and to let us know about some things going on here at Mater Dei Radio. We just heard it throughout today's show. Our new executive director, Rolando Moreno, on hand. He is going to be part of Share-a-thon this year. It is just a little over a month away now.
I know. It always gets to this part of the year, Brenda. We go, oh, this is very soon. But it's exciting. And it's coming up October 13th through the 17th. And I wanted to let everyone know, keep an eye on your mailbox today and tomorrow. If you're on our mailing list, you should be getting a really great letter from our outgoing executive director, Pat. And it's kind of his... last Share-a-thon letter, but also kind of sharing his hopes for the future with Rolando, our new executive director. And we're just excited for this time of transition. And and this Share-a-thon is going to be exciting. I think it's going to be, the next step kind of in our path forward. And so we really, as always, encourage all of you to read that letter and to maybe consider making a gift now for that matching fund. That's something that is really important in getting us set up for a successful week. You know, a lot of times during the week, we hit all of our goals during the hour, but it's, when we're on the air, but it's really important that we get this matching fund ahead of time. So that's why we start over a month ahead of time, is really trying to get that. So we invite you to just discern and think, could I give something during this period where we're really trying to set the Share-a-thon up well, so that we can be good stewards of everything that we have and all of our ministry that we do. And we really invite all of you to be a part of that.
Absolutely. So Share-a-thon coming up in October. Watch for that letter in your mailbox in the next few days. And then lastly, Sarah, you've got some big plans coming up. You are, just about a week away from an incredible pilgrimage. Tell our listeners what you've got planned.
That's right. So I am going to Italy next week on a pilgrimage. And I'm just... so excited. I'm panicking a little bit. There's a lot of things to still pack in the next week or so. But I wanted to share that with all of our listeners, because first of all, I'd really love to take all of your intentions with me. And so, as always, we can, collect your prayer intentions. We have a prayer team here at Mater Dei Radio. But in a special way, I'm going to be, taking any of the recent, prayer intentions with me. And so you can just go to our prayer page on the website or the prayer section on the Hail Mary Media app. And it's the same process you would normally do if you want to put in an intention, but I'm just going to be taking these recent ones with me. I'm planning to actually have them on a piece of paper and bring them with me and actually bring them to different sites. So one of the things I'm going to be doing is attending the double canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis and Pier Giorgio Frassati, visiting many places in Rome as well as Assisi, and then also going north into other parts of Italy as well. And so I'll take those intentions with me wherever I go. And then also I want to encourage all of you to follow us on social media or sign up for our email update every week, because I will be putting up some updates to the different places that I'm visiting and the different things that are happening in Rome, especially, and trying to keep all of you updated. I'm hoping to send maybe some clips for us to play on the morning show as well. So excited for this, and encourage all of you to follow along starting next week, and kind of to bring you all along with me. So
I remember when you were first planning this, and a lot of it surrounded your ability to get a room there in Rome, because this all came together so last minute because of the change in the canonization dates after the death of Pope Francis. You're going to be staying with some nuns?
It's a religious house run by some priests, actually, but they have a guest house that is just for pilgrims. So pretty excited. Yeah, I have a friend who is a sister in Rome who kind of helped me find the right places. And yeah, providentially got in before everything was booked for the canonization.
Excellent. Well, that is just going to be such a beautiful time, blessed time for you. We look forward to all of those pictures and segments that we are going to be playing on the morning show for sure. And please enjoy lots of pizza and gelato every day.
You know I will.
Well, Sarah, it's always a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.